everybody. That was something, wasn't it? An hour ago. That was really something. Welcome everybody to Fatal Four Radio Payback Edition, or Pay Us Back. I am your host, Christian from Philly. And joining me as always is my co-host of the evening, my good friend, Minister.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, my friend. Yes, but pay us back, huh? I like that.
Yeah, pay us back. And Minister, do we have any other co-hosts joining us tonight, or is it just us, buddy?
It's just us for now, but you never know. The lines are open, 619-924-0815.
Yeah.
Call us.
Yes.
Call us.
Well, Minister, an hour ago, we most definitely saw one of the worst pay-per-views of the entire year. I know I said that it was SummerSlam, but you know what? SummerSlam was decent. I gave SummerSlam 5 out of 10. This show, man, this show was a fucking disaster.
I still don't know how to feel about it. It really, nothing happened. It seems like it's just another TV show, another edition of Raw.
This was a fucking house horror show. Forget about Extreme Rules horror show. This was the fucking horror show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was the horror show. And again, no retribution tonight on a pay-per-view. What is going on with this?
You know, I don't know. I thought I saw like the lights start dimming there at the end of the Roman Reigns of debacle, which, you know, I don't know where the hell they're going. Roman Reigns comes back, gets the title. I mean, we'll talk about that. But yeah, I thought I saw the lights dimming and flickering there at that towards the end of that match, but it could have been my eyes playing. Yeah, no retribution is the point. I mean, what the hell? Two pay-per-views in a row, no retribution.
I think retribution is still finding members because the members have been leaked online, so they're just recuperating. They're finding new members now, and that's why I think.
Yeah, they probably don't know where they're going yet fully with this thing, and they're just, you know, playing the game, you know. I'm in a new studio tonight, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. But enough about that. Let's get this show on the road, shall we? WWE Pay Us Back 2020. We start things off with the kickoff show between the Wyatt Squad and the Iconics, the Shitconics. Oh, fuck me, bro. This match was Boss-a-mania. These four were fucking terrible with each other. None of them would take fucking bumps. I've seen this match on Raw plenty of times, so I didn't give a fuck about this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Wyatt Squad won, but who really gives a fuck? Who honestly cares about the Wyatt Squad or the fucking Shitconics? Who gives a fuck? Nobody. Nobody gives a fuck about these two. This match fucking sucked, and it deserved to be a kickoff. Minister, did you by chance saw this match? And if not, you're the lucky one. You're one of the lucky ones. But if you did saw this match.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate that I did not watch this match after listening to you talk about it. But yeah, I had no idea that this match was even on until I just now opened up the the screen and saw that it was the first match, pre-show match. It's amazing that they gave these women 9 minutes of time to kill, or shall I say, to possibly kill each other. With their botches, because I'm sure it was just a botch fest. But I did not get to watch this match, Christian.
You're lucky. But this was not the worst the botches to come. This was not the worst botches to come. Up next, Apollo Crews versus Bobby Lashley for the United States Championship match. This is the first match to open the main show. And, it was okay. But the right winner won. Bobby Lashley. But here's the thing now. Apollo Crews was a sore loser. He attacked Bobby Lashley, who defeated him clean. There was no shenanigans. There was no cheating involved. Bobby Lashley defeated Apollo clean like a whistle. He beat him. And yet Apollo, acting like a sore loser, attacks Bobby Lashley and runs away. Now, I don't know where the fuck they're going with this, but if this is their idea of turning Apollo heel, this makes no sense because he's been feuding with three people that have been beating the shit out of him. And I don't understand how this is going to turn him heel, but I don't know. Minister, I thought this match was okay, but I wasn't fucking invested in it. I didn't care. Minister, what are your thoughts on Bobby Lashley being the new United States champion in the match itself?
Well, I'm okay with it, other than the fact that I lost the point on this because I clearly remember picking Apollo Crews to retain his title over Bobby Lashley. It just seemed that the way MVP had been booked as of late, it just seemed like they were going to pull the plug on it and maybe, you know, it's starting to fizzle out. But here we go again, Bobby Lashley with a win over Apollo Crews. And, you know, I thought the match itself was okay. Two bigger guys going at it, you know. And Bobby Lashley looked pretty good out there tonight, I thought. He looks good when he's taking or, you know, providing the hurt or putting a hurt on somebody. He looks really good when he does that. Just don't get him to talk on the mic because, you know, it's not going to go good. But so the United States Championship, you know, it's okay. I'm glad that Bobby Lashley and they're going to keep this MVP going thing going for a while with, you know, Benjamin and Lashley. I didn't see Benjamin out there anywhere tonight. However, at the very end of the match, I got to say that end of the match, I missed it. I didn't catch him. But at the end of the match, the whole thing with Apollo Crews, to me, it seemed like they were going to – it seemed like for a minute he was going to maybe join up with them. Like, yeah, he got pissed off, and then maybe it seemed like MVP. I don't know. I got to go back and watch it. But then they didn't go with it or whatever the hell, and it just made Apollo Crews look like a real – I mean, what the hell? It's like you said, where would they be going with this? I mean, if he's going to be a heel on a separate team or – I mean, what the hell? And they've been beating the shit out of him for the last couple of months, and now all of a sudden he's going to go – I mean, where are we with this Christian? This is one of the reasons why I just, you know, as the pay-per-view kept on progressing, I was like, where the fuck are we going with this? Why am I even watching this?
Yeah.
I could have gone out to the park or something, you know?
Yeah, nobody knows what the fuck is going on. Apollo Crews is being a sore loser, and fuck this. Fuck this feud already.
There's no reason for it. They better explain tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Continue.
They better. Fucking better. Up next, Big E versus... Yeah. What do you want to say?
No, I said, yeah, the sons of bitches. They better.
Yeah. Up next, Big E versus Sheamus is the first of the extra matches that were added in the show. I thought this match was fucking boring. All right? This fucking dragged on for too long. Fucking Sheamus, for some reason, focusing on the leg of fucking Big E. I don't remember Sheamus being a submission specialist, so I don't know what the fuck the point of this was. And it served nothing because Big E still beat him with the big ending. It went to the point where Big E stopped selling his leg altogether, and he somehow picked up the Sheamus with his leg all fucked up and still hit the big ending. I don't know what the fuck was the point of this match. He already beat Sheamus on SmackDown. I don't get it. It made sense. I would have it Big E versus Miz because that was apparently the feud they're building up to. I would have happened if that match happened tonight, but instead we got this. I did not care for this match. This match was fucking boring. It dragged way too long. Minister, what are your thoughts on this?
Then it made no sense also coming off of SmackDown how, you know, Sheamus ended up walking away from that match. Where the other guys ended up losing the match or what have you. And then he's the one that gets the match with Big E. And it's like you said, for what reason? I mean, this match really had no point. This, you know, here goes Sheamus again with another loss on a featured match. I don't remember if that bar fight was at a pay-per-view or if it was on a Monday Night Raw or whatever.
That was on SmackDown.
it was a high profile match that was kind of like a featured match, and like this to me was, it just seemed like it was thrown together, man. And what's the purpose if he's going to be feuding with The Miz? Why even bother going through Sheamus? It's just, it's another, you know, it left me confused, man. It had no point, and it was just inconsequential, man. And then to give it 12 minutes on top of that, I mean, shit, man. Where the hell are we, and what's next?
Yeah, fucking bullshit. It served no purpose. It served no fucking purpose. This was just added on altogether. All these matches were added on.
Yeah, and that just goes
just
to
like,
show, like, they're at a point where they feel like they can just put anything together and fucking just dip it in fucking chocolate-covered shit and serve it to us. And that's what I hate about them, because they're capable of doing so much better, man, and then they give a shit like this, dude. This is fucking just fodder, man. This is a bunch of shit.
And not only that, the pay-per-view ended in fucking 2 hours. That got me really pissed off.
Yeah, it just takes away the specialness from a pay-per-view. I mean, why even have it? And then the whole thing felt like a fucking program written for television. Not even a paper. Could you imagine, bro, back in the day when we had to pay fucking $50, $80 and shit to watch a fucking pay-per-view, and this is the shit we would get? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
What a disgrace. What a ripoff.
It is.
But people still pay cable for these pay-per-views if they don't have the network.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is fucking crazy. Up next is another extra match, King Corbin versus Matt Riddle. I thought this match was good. It was decent. You know, it's a feud at least, so that's why it gets more, you know, leeway, a feud.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it was a good match. What else?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a good match as well, man. I mean, you know, Matt Riddle, you know, he's. I think this is a good program for both of these guys. I mean, here you have Corbin. He's already semi-established himself, and Matt Riddle is an up-and-comer or what have you, to at least to my eyes. And, yeah, man, I mean, I thought they put on a good match out there. Matt Riddle really reminds me of one of the Von Erichs, the young guy that you. The guy used to wrestle barefoot, just his style alone. But, yeah, I think it's good to watch this guy. I like where he's going with his character. And King Corbin compliments him good with the hate. I really had figured that this match was going to end the way it did, because King Corbin plays that part so good where he's pissed off. And, I mean, we saw it tonight at the end of that match, how he went and fucking beat the shit out of him backstage. So, yeah. This is going somewhere, and, you know, yeah, like you said, brother, it gets a little bit more leeway.
Yeah. And what's interesting is before the match, Baron Corbin mentioned that he wasn't good at his home. I didn't understand that comment at first, but I think it's because of his accusations or something, and that's also bringing the heat in this feud.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, I did not understand that comment either, but you're saying that it has something to do with his home life, huh? I like it when they get personal like that, brother.
Yeah. Or it has to do, I think it had to do with something about his accusations or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow up on that.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. I do remember now.
Okay. Yeah. So it must have been that or something else entirely. I don't know. But it's good stuff. It gets leeway. It gets a pass. So far, this is the fucking only match that gets a pass so far, and that's fucking sad, isn't it?
It's sad,
isn't it? A Baron Corbin match is getting a fucking pass on a pay-per-view.
This is where we're at now, my friend.
Yeah. Up next, fuck me. This is the worst. I hate this match. This is the king of the botches of this match. The Women's Tag Team Championship. Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Holy fuck. This match was fucking dog shit. These four women are fucking horrible with each other. Fucking Nia Jax is as useless as ever in this fucking match. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. Her acting sucks. They target they target one leg, but then they target the other leg by accident. They don't know which leg they're supposed to target throughout the fucking match. That's a fucking mistake. The botches of fucking Bayley and Sasha are imaginable, including fucking Nia Jax. It's like triple threat right there. That's fucking bad. The fucking slow pace of the fucking match. Fucking Nia Jax getting double teamed throughout the entire match until Shayna Baszler tags in. But the only good thing about this match is the finish where Shayna taps out, you know, the double submission hold to team Sasha and Bayley, and that was the only good spot. But even after the match, Nia Jax has to ruin it by acting like an idiot and overreacting and shit, like she's won the fucking world title and shit. That was awful. Can't stand her. This match was disgraceful. I mean, I'm glad I was right that Nia and Shayna was going to win because I knew they were going to win. But, you know, this also makes no sense because if you consider before all this, Nia and Shayna were fucking beating the hell out of each other and they hated each other, but now they're suddenly all buddy buddies now and they're suddenly the women's tag champions for no reason. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck was the point of them fucking beating each other up then if they're just going to be buddy-buddies now and now they're the tag champs? This is all fucking pointless. I don't get it. Minister, how did you feel about our new women's tag champions and this fucking clusterfuck that is women's tag?
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, we knew it was going to happen. It was just a,
Me and you knew it was going to happen.
You and I knew it was going to happen, and it did, and luckily it did because, you know, we get the point on that. But let me tell you, man, the only good thing out of this match that I saw, aside from the finish, the double submission, I thought that was really cool how Shayna Baszler used freaking Sasha's, let's see, who tapped? Bayley tapped?
Bayley tapped.
Okay, she used Sasha Banks's arm to and had it across Bayley's neck to make Bayley tap out. And then, of course, she had the leg lock on her as well, and then that other hold. I mean, the whole thing was, that whole last move was badass to watch. It was, so kudos to Shayna Baszler on that. Also, I got to give kudos to Nia Jax for once for... This was the first time, bro, that I have ever seen her take a bump where she leaves off the freaking ground. Now, maybe she's done it before and I just haven't seen it, but it was new to me. And so if I did miss it, you know, and kudos have been given to her for that before in the past, and my apologies, but it was the first time I've seen it. She's actually leaving the ground now, which is amazing, actually, because, you know, she never fucking used to do anything like that, and it looked awkward. To the point where it was just awkward. So I'm glad to see that she's fucking doing that now, getting off the ground at least to take a fucking bump. But yeah, man, botch fest after botch. The whole thing with that one spot where she dragged Bayley, I think it was, across the ring, hanging on from her fucking leg, or Sasha or whoever it was. That started with a freaking botch, and then the fact that they just continued. I mean, it was just kind of crazy, man. But yeah, they won, and I didn't get the heel turn that I wanted at the pay-per-view, which I thought would have been cool. At least it would have made the pay-per-view a little bit better. But no, we didn't even get that, so hopefully we'll get that tomorrow. I don't know how that's going to happen, though, or if it's going to happen. Who the fuck knows? WWE. For all we know, it's just they're going to forget about the shit, and there won't be anything.
Okay.
But, yeah.
One heel turn.
Where Bayley is going to turn on Sasha. I'm still thinking that that's going to happen. But I'm anxious for it, but they just never give it to me.
I don't care. Who cares? Sasha's just gonna win the Royal Rumble. She's gonna face Bayley. I am the Swami because they're doing what I've been saying for months now. Sasha is gonna win the Royal Rumble. She's gonna defeat Bayley at WrestleMania.
I just don't like Sasha as a freaking babyface. She's just so much more of a natural heel. But,
Look at her heel run.
I know, right? Her heel run's been a disgrace, dude. an absolute fucking disgrace of a heel, holding the fucking championship for a week and then dropping it. Oh, man. But I digress.
Yes. And we're on to the next match, the biggest disappointment of them all. Not the biggest disappointment of them all. That goes to the main event, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Keith Lee versus Randy Orton. Oh, man, this match was shit, wasn't it? Randy Orton had the most offense in the entire fucking match. And what the fuck does Keith Lee does? One fucking finisher and that's fucking it? Are you fucking kidding me? That's fucking horrible. For months now, you've been building Randy Orton as this legend killer, and now you fucking have him lose two pay-per-views in a fucking row? And we're going to have fucking Randy versus Drew as class of champion? How does Randy look credible now? He just made him lose two pay-per-views in a fucking row. One, to the champion by a fucking roll-up pin, and two, tonight, by a fucking guy who got his ass kicked the majority and then hit one finisher, and that's fucking it? Are you kidding me? This fucking sucked. I didn't like this fucking match. Keith Lee is too fucking slow. It's not like his matches in NXT that were actually good. His theme song sucks. They changed his theme song. It was a rap. Now it's just a generic theme. This fucking sucks. I'm not excited. This was horrible. Like, what the fuck? Like, Minister, what are your thoughts about this atrocity that just happened? Randy Orton just fucking squashed.
Man, it's amazing. I mean, it's just like you said, I was so upset about what the fuck. I didn't get anything out of this match, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong. Happy for Keith Lee that he won and shit. I don't, you know, but for what? They've been building fucking Randy Orton up for months as this badass motherfucker. Then last week he gets beat up in a cheap ass fucking roll up. And then tonight he gets fucking, Randy Orton comes out and he's looking pretty good, beating the shit out of Keith Lee, beating the shit out of the big guy and stuff. And it's looking pretty good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a fucking move, Randy Orton loses the fucking match. Two in a row, back-to-back losses? I mean, what the fuck? What's that? This is what I got. I was, at this point, I was pissed off, man. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And I knew you were going to be upset about it, too. I mean, and here we are talking about it. What the hell are they doing to Randy Orton right now, dude? It's a fucking disgrace.
I don't fucking know. Like, he was supposed to be the legend killer, and he just lost to two newcomers.
Are we just supposed to forget the legend killer came back and shit?
And what's worse, this makes Randy Orton look terrible because it makes it sound like the only people that Randy Orton could beat up is old people.
Even my chick was like, is he retiring or what? Why is he losing?
It makes it worse because it makes it seem like he can't beat up younger people. The only people he can beat up is elderly people.
Right? I hadn't thought of it like that, but yeah, you're right.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Who the fuck is writing this shit or what, dude? But it's fucked up.
Same. It's Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon has full control of Raw now.
They were better off when fucking Heyman was doing it or somebody. Whoever the hell. This is shit now. It has taken a stark turn.
Fucking bullshit. They fucked Randy. Fucked this match.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Match.
We go to I don't even want to talk about this fucking match.
Wow.
Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus Seth Rollins and Murphy. Let me fucking tell you something, motherfucker. I hope WWE is watching. I hope they're listening to our fucking show because I know they're fucking listening. You know how long this fucking feud has been going? You know how long this fucking feud has been going on? For fucking 4 months now. This fucking feud has been going on since fucking the Raw after fucking Money in the Bank. That's 4 fucking months.
Wow.
And this feud is still continuing. This feud is still continuing. And guess what? After this, the next night on Raw, Seth Rollins is going to face Rey Mysterio again. on Raw. What the fuck? What the fuck is this shit? Why is this feud still going? I don't get it. This match sucked. I didn't give a fuck about this match because I saw it this week on Raw already in their fucking tag match.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. I don't care about fucking Dominic. I don't care about him. He's just a terrible version of his dad. He has his father's moves. He has his fucking dad's terrible theme song. But he's the most boringest motherfucker ever. I don't fucking care. The Mysterio family won, and we got a point for that minister for the extra credit. But I don't give a fuck about this feud no more. I don't know why this feud is fucking continuing after 4 fucking months now. This fucking feud will fucking end. What's your take on this fucking dreadful shit? This is fucking
pretty much,
the drizzling shit.
Pretty much the same. I mean, at this point, it feels like it's a regular TV show. Nothing special. Nothing feels special about it, my friend. Nothing at all. We've seen this shit on TV for fucking months now. We've seen it at pay-per-views. Yes, the shit with the eye and all that. I mean, it had its good moments and shit, but fucking kill it already. Fucking kill it already. Nothing happened. They did nothing for me when they announced that they were going to fucking face again tomorrow night. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? This should have been it. The payback. Fuck it. This is it. Kill it. At some point, you got to fucking kill it, man. And then for them to just keep going on with this, I mean, what the fuck? Is it going to go on some fucking Survivor Series and shit? Oh.
I don't know. They're teasing an obvious breakup with Buddy Murphy and Seth Rollins, so maybe that's the new feud. But even then, what does Seth Rollins have left then? He has nobody after Buddy Murphy. What's he going to do then? Is he going to keep doing this Monday Night Messiah gimmick by himself? Is he going to do this?
Hey, this is good. Is if tomorrow night Dominic fucking turns on his dad and sides with Rollins.
But that makes no sense. Why would he turn him now at this point? At this point, it's too late for it to happen now. Because they're obviously teasing
the future. That should have even happened months ago. Yes, you're right.
It's too late. At this point, they're already teasing the breakup of Buddy and Seth already. It's been over. This fucking gimmick sucks. This gimmick is horrible. He needs a new gimmick. Either that or turn him back babyface.
I liked it when the gimmick first initially started, where he was that fucking cocksucker where he didn't know he was being a fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then it fucking metamorphosed into this shit, and it just jumped the fucking shark, man. And it got to the point where it's too much. And it's like you said, man, they can't go back with this shit now. They just got to kill it. I don't know, man. We've seen the fucking same thing for 4 fucking months. And here we are. We're about to see it again tomorrow. Give it a rest already. Fuck. This is the kind of shit that turns me off from pro wrestling. When they do shit like this, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. That's awful. But, you know, we have to talk about the main event.
Oh,
the most disappointing dog shit main event we've seen in a while. The Fiend versus Braun Strowman versus question mark. Because, actually, no, let's just say The Fiend versus Braun Strowman, because this was not a fucking triple threat match. Fuck Roman, this wasn't a triple threat. This was a fucking singles match. It was fucking Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman in a no holds barred singles match. They fought each other. They beat the shit out of each other. They broke the ring, which we've seen 1,000 times. And then...
it doesn't even feel special anymore.
Yeah. And then Roman Reigns comes out, signs the contract, hits them with a steel chair, and then, you know, Bray Wyatt hits him with the mandible claw, but Roman low blows him, and then Roman hits the spear on Strowman and then wins the fucking title. Get the fuck out of here. I'm glad we were right that Roman was going to win, but fuck me, this was a sham. This was a fucking disgrace. Roman didn't do fucking nothing. I don't know if he's injured or the worst of the worst. He's going to be booked like Lesnar as if he's not going to do fucking shit until pay-per-views, which means he's going to either not show up on TV no more and wait until pay-per-views happen, and then he shows up. If that happens, I'm going to be fucking angry, because that means he's just going to be a carbon copy of Lesnar now. Or, I don't know if he's fucking hurt, because he didn't do jack shit. He didn't do jack shit. And guess what? He's the same fucking character. You could call him, you could say a heel term, but guess what? He's just an aggressive cheater of his same gimmick. He has the same fucking music. He has the same fucking shirt.
The same dog, the same cartoon and shit.
And he's still the big dog. He's still called the big. This is a fucking sham. He should have shaved his fucking head and gotten a new look. Instead, he's just a cheating, fucking, cowardly version of the same character. It sucked. It sucked. And you know what? Technically, I'm going to be real. He's not even the champion right now, technically. Because guess what? They fucked up here. Because I don't even think they noticed this. But guess what I did? When the bell rings, the match officially started. No one else could fucking interfere or insert themselves. Guess what? He didn't sign the contract before the fucking bell rang. He signed the contract after the bell rang. So that means he's not fucking eligible. He couldn't insert himself anymore. So guess what? I bet you 10 to 1 because he didn't sign in the contract before the bell rang, they're going to vacate the fucking title away from him. And it's going to be vacant, which means this was all a big waste of time, and it was for nothing. Minister, can you believe that it might be a big waste of time, and he might be stripped of the title on fucking Friday?
No, I can't. I mean, that's a good observation that you made, but fuck, will they do it? You think they'll do that? I don't know.
They have.
I mean, the way they try to make everybody forget about everything, who the fuck knows? But it was just a bunch of fucking shit. We knew that Roman Reigns was going to win this shit, and here he was winning it, making Braun Strowman look like a total fucking bitch. He's not even a real fucking monster anymore. And then the whole fucking thing with Alexa Bliss and shit and Bray Wyatt and shit, and they just fucking teased that, and they even went as far as teasing it again with that little bit with the fucking hair and shit, and it's just all fucking shit, and who knows where the fuck they're going. But yes, this was a fucking monstrosity, and fuck Roman Reigns too for coming out there at the end and shit, didn't do nothing in the fucking match, just fucking... I don't even know how he lost his fucking title, if he did it due to the pandemic or whatever the fuck happened, how he gave it up or what, but I sure as hell don't give a fuck how he fucking got it back either, because it was a bitch-ass way to get it back, even if he is supposed to be a fucking heel, but I'm not buying that either, because fuck his fucking heel turn with the same fucking dog cartoon and shit, the same fucking song and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Only thing new about him is his fucking teeth.
Hey, guess what? He chose to leave, all right? Nobody forced him to fucking leave. He chose to give up his opportunity to win back his title at WrestleMania. So he fucking choked
about it.
Nobody told him to go home.
And now he's fucking bitching about it. Fuck that guy.
So, yeah.
This fucking heel turn isn't going to make him look cool in front of the fucking people. You know what I mean? It needed to be a fucking legitimate fucking heel turn, dude. If anything, this fucking heel turn is going to make him look more like fucking shit. I'm not buying heel turn. It's an illegitimate fucking heel turn, dude. Just because he's got just because he's got Paul fucking Heyman, he's supposed to be some fucking... No, I'm not buying it. I need to see some fucking action from him. I ain't seen shit yet.
All he did was read the contract all quietly and chill and shit on SmackDown. He didn't even do anything on SmackDown, the fucking go-home show. And then he fucking read that he didn't sign the fucking contract. He's supposed to be a fucking monster heel. Instead, he waited until the last fucking minute.
Yeah. They had what's his name? The producer guy. The former champion. Yes, they had fucking Adam Pearce out there. I was like, oh, so Adam Pearce is finally going to take a bump or something. You know what I mean? Why not? Why not have fucking Reigns put the fucking boots to Adam Pearce, get him some fucking heel heat? But no, they didn't even do that. Dude, it was fucking weak, man. This pay-per-view was fucking garbage. and I fucking regret watching it. Nothing fucking happened.
Fuck this, Fibber. This was a waste of time. It shouldn't have happened. Fuck this shit. Fuck Payback. Fuck their greatest matches. This show
was like a TV show. We didn't. If we would have missed it, if we would have missed it, bro, we would not have missed anything special. What fucking special happened?
Nothing. Not a fucking damn thing. Not a damn thing. And you know what? This makes I come back to Bray Wyatt because now he's considered a transitional fucking champion.
On top of being a fucking heel to the jobber to the stars.
This fucking sucks, man. This was a waste of time. This was a fucking disgrace. A fucking pay-per-view is a fucking disgrace. You know what? It's time to give her a fucking rating. You know what? Fuck this show. This show gets 0 out of fucking 10. Actually, no, 1 out of 10. Because the only match I liked was fucking Baron Corbin and fucking Matt Riddle.
Yeah, yeah. That was the exception of the night. I would have to say, I mean,
only
they got something going on, a story that's a little bit intriguing. They, you know, Matt Corbin legitimately doesn't like him. I would like to have seen Shorty G come out and do something at the end to fucking solidify his character a little bit more, but we didn't even get that. I mean, it would have been cool if he would have attacked Corbin or something, but they're continuing the feud, so we'll see how that goes, but. So you're giving it a 1 out of 10?
Yeah, I'm giving it a 1 out of 10. Fuck this.
I'm going to give it... I can't even do a fucking Bret Hart on this. I can't even do a fucking 4 out of 10. It was that fucking bad. You know, Keith Lee, he didn't do anything for me, even though he won the fucking match. I mean, he had no fucking offense, dude. It was such a fucking... Dude... Do you remember I was just a week or two ago, I was bragging about Keith Lee and how fucking I was enamored with fuck Keith fucking Lee this and Keith fucking Lee. Dude, that tonight, he goes, get this fucking ass beat the whole fucking night. How long was that shit? 6 minutes. A short-ass match. 6 fucking minutes of Keith Lee getting fucking victimized by Randy Orton and then a fucking cheap-ass finisher and he wins. Get the fuck out of here. I can't give it a point for that, bro. The whole fucking Dominic Mysterio thing, we knew they were going to fucking win. I can't give it a point for that. Not even Murphy. Not even the shit with Murphy. Nothing. Nothing impressed me with that, bro. I got to give it... Bobby Lashley looked a little bit better to me tonight. I'm glad for him. And fucking Keith Lee was a disappointment. Roman Reigns was a huge fucking disappointment. Huge fucking disappointment. I got to go 2 out of 10, my friend. 2 out of 10 for tonight.
Yeah, Paper 2 out of 10. And that wraps up. Bro. That wraps up fucking Pay Us Back review show for Fatal 4 Radio.
Right on.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Minister Sister for joining me, and as always, you the fans listening in, join us this coming Tuesday when we find out who won the Pay Us Back prediction. Until then, keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace, motherfuckers.
Right on. Tell them how it goes, brother. Shit, I'm not cute.
Yeah.
Peace, motherfuckers.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.